Step out. Welcome to Stray Cast. Yay! I'm your host, Sierra.
And I'm your host, Hannah.
And welcome to episode 13 of Stray Cast, where we have a lot of different things we want to talk about. But first of all, I did want to say another thank you for last week's. If you listened, we had our first guest her name is Kat. If you haven't listened to that episode, I really recommend listening to it because we had a lot of fun and it was really cool to get to talk to another Stay about just Stray Kids things, experiences, you know, their thoughts, opinions, stuff like that. And that type of episode is something that we are going to have in the future as well. Every other week we're going to try to do it. So we do have a little form that you can fill out if you're interested, just kind of, you know, asking what type of devices you're able to use, what you want to talk about, that type of thing. So the link to that will be in the description. And if you want to join, we would love to have you. It was, like I said, it was a lot of fun last week. So we look forward to the future and doing that more.
Hopefully next episode.
Yeah, next episode. If we're able to set up something with someone, then next episode we'll have another guest. Okay. Oh, and for the last one, Kat did stay on for pretty much the entire episode, which is fine. That was awesome. But if you want to do that and you don't want to talk that long, that's okay. Like, there's also, you can choose how long you talk. We're not going to make you stay here the entire time. And you can, like, only talk about things you want to. But anyways, this week we have some things to talk about. I don't know what do you want to, or do you want to have any opening thoughts, Hannah? You wanted to say anything?
I don't know. I haven't been, like, keeping up that much.
Yeah.
Because I'm in midterms, but.
Yeah. Hell week.
You know how it is.
Yeah, I started classes last week as well, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
But I'm only taking one class, but it's still, like.
Yeah.
I have slightly less time than I did before, but mm-hmm. It's okay. I'm making it work. Well, before we start, I also want to say thank you again to everyone listening as well. It's, I don't know, it's always crazy.
Yeah.
I look at the numbers sometimes, I'm like, huh.
I know, I'm like, oh.
Very interesting. But actually what I wanted to talk to you, Hannah, about was after we had Kat on last week, we were talking about how people find us on Spotify.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And then and I was like, well, maybe when you search up Stray Kids on Spotify, like, we come up for something.
Uh-huh.
And so you did, and it's so funny, you search up Stray Kids on Spotify and then Stray Cast is the first podcast that pops up. Which I don't know why we didn't expect that, because we are the only Stray Kids podcast.
That's true.
Yeah, so I don't know why it was, like, such a big shock, but
I just thought it'd be at the, like, very bottom to, like, yeah. Scroll a few times,
like,
you know?
I'm like, wow, we're so obscure. But that was so funny. And then in the episode section, when you search up Stray Kids, we have a couple of our episodes up there as well. So that was really interesting. But after that experience, I was like, I was curious about all the other podcasts and episodes that were showing up when you search Stray Kids.
Yeah.
And so a lot of them are like, K-pop podcasts done by people who are, like, multi-fandom, so they just kind of talk about different groups every week, different albums, you know, that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so it would be, like, the Stray Kids episodes that pop up when you search Stray Kids, of course.
Oh, yeah.
And then, for Stray Kids podcast, there is actually another one.
Really?
Yeah, there is a girl. I don't know for sure. I thought when I was reading about it, that she was based out of Mexico, but I could be wrong about that.
Interesting.
But she does it in Spanish, and it was so cute. Aww. Maybe I think I should actually look at it so I can just, like, give the actual name. So if anyone's listening to this and speaks Spanish and wants to listen to an episode in Spanish, let me find it real quick. I meant to write it down, but I forgot.
Man, I wish we could do an episode in Spanish.
I know.
It's all new, Sierra. You could. I have to bring my dad in.
Yeah, have your dad talk about Stray Kids. Oh my god.
I know.
Dang. Okay, well, actually, it's gone. Okay. Well, I'm sorry, I just kind of... It was there last time. If I ever find it, I'll talk about it again, but it's gone right now. Okay, anyways. So I was looking at the episodes, and I was kind of jumping around and listening to some of them just to see what people were saying about Stray Kids and that type of thing, because it seemed like... I kind of got the feeling that none of the people they were talking about them, you know, like, Stray Kids weren't their old group or anything. They would enjoy a song, or they're just doing kind of an album review type of thing. So I really liked listening to what other people had to say, but there was this one thing, and oh my god, I was screaming because it was so funny. It was, like, a review of Stray Kids done by this guy, like, this professional talk show host who's British. It was like 2 minutes long of him just ripping into Stray Kids. It was so funny. So he was doing a review because he had seen them perform on like the Kelly Ryan show or something. Some American talk show, okay? And so he saw them perform, and then he was giving a review of that, and he did not have good things to say. He was like, this is the worst performance I've ever seen. Like, they had zero, like, blah, blah, blah. Like, they weren't even singing live. They looked like they didn't want to be there, all this stuff. But it was so funny to listen to. I don't know why. I was just cracking up listening
to him. No, I love Rance. I don't know why.
Like, he was just so unnecessarily bent out of shape after seeing this group once, first of all, on an American talk show host, which isn't a normal, like, performance for them.
You're British, hello? Yeah.
And to give that type of review, like, without even knowing anything about the group, oh my god. And he was, like, listing off the members' names, and he was not saying their names right at all. It was so funny.
Okay, I need to listen.
Yeah, I'll send it to you. The way he said Seungmin's name, I can't remember what it was, but it was so funny. I'll send it to you. Oh my god. Okay. It was hilarious. If anyone else wants to listen to it, it was done by Alex Belfield. If you're from the UK and you know who that is, I don't know, maybe he has a reputation or something. I looked him up, he seemed pretty famous. But that, and like, it was doubly funny because all the other episodes, like, all his other reviews were, you know, like, a good length of him, like, talking, and then the Stray Kids was literally, like, 2 minutes long. Like, he just chose a stance and went with it, like, I don't know, it was really funny, though. Anyways.
That's so funny, the only other podcast that you listen to. Oh my god.
But there were some good episodes out there. If you guys are ever interested in what other people think about Stray Kids or are saying about Stray Kids, there were some really cool people who actually have experience with music or that type of thing. You know, like, Hannah and I don't have that type of expertise. Yeah. Like, that's one of the reasons why we want to invite other people on this podcast, is that maybe someone else can say something, like, interesting. Like, I don't know, something about what they're doing in a professional sense. But, I definitely recommend looking at what other people are saying. But I'm pretty sure we are the only Stray Kids-centered podcast out there that is, like, very active. So, that's cool. Okay. Anyways.
That was very interesting. I never heard
of that. Oh, my God. It was so funny. It was so funny. Thanks, Alex Belfield, for the laugh.
Hey, shout out to Alex.
I'm sorry you didn't enjoy the performance, but I guarantee that if I was there, I would have. Well, yeah. Well, speaking of performances, we can talk about last night's performance at the SMAs, which, as I already told Hannah, I haven't had a chance to watch. I was pretty busy today, but you watched it, right?
Yes, okay. And they won an award.
Yeah!
Woo!
Which is really cool. Yeah, congratulations, Stray Kids. I'm really excited for them for that. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah, the SMAs. Oh, my gosh. Oh, I think the last SMAs I watched was in 2016.
Oh, you didn't watch Stray Kids there last year?
No, I don't think so.
I'm pretty sure they were there last year.
Really?
I'm pretty sure that's when they did, like, I think they did an acoustic version of IMU, and it was, like, really gorgeous and so beautiful. Dang. I remember I watched it, like, live.
I don't think I've seen it. Wow. Okay. Gotta go watch that. But, okay, yeah, today they did Backdoor.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was, like, it was very interesting. It was, like, a bar scene.
Oh, yeah, I saw a clip of Dan Sriracha, actually. Yeah. Yeah, a small clip.
And they had, like, Sungmin and Jongin in the beginning, and they did, like, this little solo of them, like, doing or singing Backdoor, and then Three Racha came in, and they started rapping. It was very good.
Okay, I can't wait to watch this. Oh, my God.
And then Dance Racha came in after that, and then they performed Backdoor, from what I remember. But, like, the beginning was, like, black and white, which was very interesting.
Huh.
I don't know, it kind of reminded me of, like, EXO's concert, because they did, like, a bar, like,
oh, yeah, I know exactly stage. What you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, my God!
Like, EXO reference. Yeah. That's so cool.
Yeah, it was actually really good. I was sad that they didn't, like, perform more songs, but I understand.
So it was only groups. That? Only
yeah.
One. And then Sungmin had a collaboration stage, right?
With yeah, I didn't watch that one.
Okay. I didn't get to watch it, but I've heard that he did really well, and I'm really looking forward to seeing that. But yeah.
Wait, they also did, like, this, like, Michael Jackson-inspired choreo at the end. I just remembered this.
Oh, really?
They had, like, these hats on. It was very interesting.
I'm so excited to watch. I'm so sad I didn't watch it before this, but that makes me really excited. Because in their last... I remember we talked about a performance before, and one of the end of year performances, the last one of the year, where, like, Mino had his little solo.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember saying that at one point it did look like it was inspired by Michael Jackson, or, like, a little bit like that. Mm-hmm. And so I wonder where that direction's coming from. Like,
I don't know.
If it's one of them that's, like, thinking about that, or if it's their choreographer, or... I'm curious, like, who's the MJ fan? But that's cool. Dang, I'm so excited to watch that. And so their award, what was it for? Was it... Dang, we're unprepared.
I know, we really are. I think it was a bong sing?
Yeah.
That's all I know. Okay, I just know that everyone is, like, voting a lot.
Okay. Awards. Okay.
I wish I could have voted for it, but I didn't have a phone at the time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Say something interesting, Hannah, while I look this up.
Hey, guys. it's my solo part of the podcast.
Oh, they won the main award for Go Live.
Oh.
What does that mean? What's a main award?
Main award for... Is it for the album, I guess?
Yeah, must be for the album. Okay, that's cool. Yeah, so the last award they won at the SMAs was 2019. They won the Rookie of the Year award.
Oh.
And then last year's, they did not win anything, but they were nominated for Main Award, Popularity Award, K-Wave Award, and QQ Music Most Popular K-Pop Artist Award.
Oh. Hmm.
This year, they were nominated for Whose Fandom Award, Legend Rookie Prize, K-Wave Popular Award, Popular Award, and Main Award, and then they won the Main Award. That's nice. Cool. Good job, Stray Kids. That's a nice album to win something for.
Yeah. Is this the last award show of
the No year? Idea.
I think
I didn't
so.
Even know it was happening until, like, yesterday. I'm like, oh.
Really?
I always miss the red carpet, and I'm like, oh. And then I like to go look at the, like, all the outfits and stuff.
Yeah, I think they pre-recorded this stage.
Yeah, because I saw something about how pictures were posted before people knew that they were there.
Uh-huh.
And so it was like the whole thing was spoiled. And it was like, oh, well, now we know Stray Kids is going to be there. That's funny. Okay. Anything else about the SMAs?
I think that's it. I just, like, watched it really quickly before we started, so
okay.
I don't remember much. I'm just like, whoa, and I'm like, wait, I just forgot everything.
Okay, well, I'll watch it afterwards, and then
okay.
If there's something I have to tell you about it, I'll tell you. Okay, well, the other thing that I was really excited to talk about was Jisung's song, the Skiz
Oh,
record,
Alien.
Alien. It was
Oh.
such a good song. Oh my God. I don't know what it is about Jisung's style, like when he makes music, but it just fits me.
I know, me
It
too.
fits me so
It's our
well.
style,
Yeah,
Samira. I don't know why.
I love everything he makes. I feel like I can trust him. If I was like, okay, make a song for my life or just like make a soundtrack, I would ask him to make it. I just,
Yeah.
it's so beautiful, but not in really like a aesthetic way. I don't know. It's just like the feeling of it is beautiful. It's like it's always comforting in a way, you know?
I never know what he's gonna release. It's always a
Yeah.
surprise.
Oh yeah, because yeah, because he can do the other side too, you know? Which I think is really cool. I mean, everyone knows Jisung's diversity is like a huge, I don't know, a huge characteristic that he has that I don't know, he can do anything. He truly can. But the lyrics were pretty deep, actually.
Ooh.
And I don't know. It wasn't actually something that I relate to a lot, not in a personal sense. You know, that feeling of, well, the feeling of not belonging, I think I've definitely felt that before, but I don't know. It didn't resonate with me as much, like with the lyrics, but just the song itself I liked. And I really like that he made it just for the people that do feel like that. And then like listening to a song like this from Jisung, I don't know, I think that would be really comforting
Yeah.
if I felt like that a lot.
I feel like I felt like the, not recently, but like a long time ago.
Yeah, probably when I was younger, I definitely felt like that, like, oh, I don't belong anywhere, which is such a sad feeling. It
I
really, really
know.
is. And so for anyone who does feel like that, I mean, someday you will feel like you belong. Like you will. I
Yeah.
think it's impossible for you to live your entire life without finding someone, without finding yourself in a place where you feel like, okay, this is where I'm supposed to be, you know?
Yeah.
So for everyone feeling like that, I hope you get there soon, and you will. You will get there. You won't feel like that forever. But I do think it's a really, I don't know, it's such a sad sentiment. And so I really like sad songs. You know that about me.
Yeah.
I
You do,
love
yeah.
sad songs. I love songs that make me cry. So even this where I'm not like, oh my God, I feel that so deeply in my heart. Like even something I don't, it's still beautiful and I still really appreciate it as a song. So another song for me to have on repeat.
I wonder when he writes all of these songs, like, is it like between like music shows, or has he written this a long time ago? Like, I
Yeah,
don't know. I always
I
wonder about
wonder,
that.
same, like when this was written. And, dang, I was about to say something.
Bloop,
Yeah,
bloop, bloop.
I always wonder. I feel like I don't have that type of vulnerability to make songs like that. If I was a songwriter right now, if I wrote a song, I don't think I'd be capable to write a song about something that I feel very vulnerable about like that, which I think is maybe why I appreciate when people do write songs, because then it's like, well, I wasn't able to express this, you know, but through the music, then someone else is expressing exactly what I
Yeah,
feel,
that's
which is a
true.
huge reason why I love Stray Kids, because so many of my inner thoughts and feelings have been expressed through their music in ways where I'm like, wow, I didn't even know how to begin to say this, and then here it is right in a song, you know, so that's definitely one reason why I love Stray Kids and Jisung with the lyrics that he writes. And I remember with Changmin Streetlight, that one hit me so hard. So hard. Oh my God, I was like
Really?
crying the entire day. I
No.
don't know why. I think it was just in like that type of mood that day.
Yeah.
But for me, it was just like more than the song itself, it was just imagining him writing it. So
Oh.
because like that's su it was such a heartbreaking feeling to know that someone else is hurting, you know? So I think that's also why this song makes me sad. Like, not because I'm feeling it, but knowing that Jisung felt it enough to express it in a song, you know?
Yeah. Oh, that's so sad.
And like you can't take away people's loneliness, or I can't take away Jisung's loneliness. That's like literally impossible because I can't, but So it's just kind of like when you really care about a person and then knowing that they're lonely, that it just breaks your heart, you know?
Oh.
But he has people around him, and I trust that he doesn't feel like that all the time.
Yeah.
I hope not. But for the times that you do, I don't know, it's important to know that it's not going to last forever and that you do have people around you that care about you. So I'm have faith that, I don't know, that he can, that, I mean, he does have people around him all the time. And like Sean literally helped him write this song. So it's like, even while going through and talking about this feeling, you have someone right by your side to talk about it with, and then it probably makes you feel less lonely. So yeah, anyways, I really like this song a lot, along with everything else he writes.
I actually thought it was like a cover of Alien,
Yeah, I know. Oh my God.
the girl from ACMU.
Yeah,
I'm like,
speaking.
oh, cover.
Yeah, oh my
Wait.
God. I didn't think that, but someone else said it, and I was like, ah, I wish. I do love this song. I'm happy we have it, but that would have been so cool.
Been very interesting.
Yeah.
I'd love to see that.
Yeah. I know. I actually want to hear Jisung do more covers because I think it'd be really cool to for him to take a song that's already established and then do it in his style, like his own way.
Hopefully, Kingdom. Wink,
Oh
wink.
my God.
Wink, wink.
Yeah, wait, last thing I'm gonna say about Jisung, and then I do want to talk about Kingdom. I noticed, speaking of his style, I don't think he used very much autotune in this song, if at all.
I'm not sure. I can't
I
tell.
was thinking about it, like, well, you know how usually the autotune is
Oh,
like really
true.
exaggerated in some songs that he's written. So when I was listening to this one, I'm like, something feels different. And then from what I remember, like maybe he uses it sometimes, but it didn't feel as exaggerated. So I wonder if his style is changing or if that was like what made him choose that for this song especially. But anyways, on the Kingdom. The Kingdom, this big mess.
I know. It's
Oh
like
my
looming
God.
over my head. I
Oh
keep
my
thinking, I'm like,
God.
oh my
Well,
gosh,
because, like,
coming.
I have my initial excitement, right? Like, when this was first announced, you know, we were like, yeah! But it's just, like, slowly turning into me being like, ah! I don't know. Like, I'm still looking forward to seeing the performances, but then, like, considering all the context and everything going on, then it's like, I kind of feel bad for being excited. Like, I just because I don't think this is a very good situation for all the groups that are going to be on the show.
Wait, did all the groups get confirmed? I'm pretty sure all of them did.
So, as far as I know, the groups that are confirmed are Stray Kids, AT's, The Boys, right? And then B2B, SF9, Icon. I think those are all the ones that are confirmed. But of course, like, I don't take my word 100% because before this, like, B2B had declined. And so I was like, okay, they're not going to be on there. And then something happened.
Then Cube was like, actually we're considering it.
Yeah.
So I'm like,
And then as far as I know, it's been confirmed, but you never know what's actually going to happen. So we'll see. But I don't know. I don't know, Hannah. It's just like it's suspicious. I have to say it. Like I was reading this thing of people talking about it, and they pointed out, which I thought was really interesting because I didn't really know this, but so they pointed out about how like Monsta X had turned down the invitation, right? And then Gravity, which is under in the same company, didn't promote on M Countdown for their comeback.
Oh yeah, I
And
heard about
then
that.
B2B like changed their minds about participating, and the girl group Idol is promoting right now.
On
On
Mnet?
Mnet, yeah. And then so then it's like the question of, oh, so then why is Icon participating? And just like just the idea of Mnet using it as blackmail, it just kind of gives it a icky feeling, you know? It's like, especially if you're B2B. Like, if they had already been like, no, like, we'll pass. And then, like, now they have to be on it. I don't know. It's like, what if they don't want to?
I don't know, 'cause like Treasure is also performing on Mnet, which is like never happened before, 'cause YG,
And
like
Icon's on,
yeah,
is
that's why
participating.
it's like a little fishy.
Yeah,
I don't know what's going on.
I wouldn't put it past Mnet at all. I like if that's actually what was going on, I don't know, I'd believe it in a second.
Yeah.
There'd be no doubt in my mind.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah. It's sad. Like, the reason it's sad is because as a fan, I'm still looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Like, it, in an entertainment point of view, it's like, I'm really excited to see this, but then, I don't, it doesn't feel right, the whole thing.
Yeah. You know? I mean, like, I'm thinking about Queendom, because, like, there was older groups, like, AOA, and also Park Bomb was there, which I'm surprised there's no, like, male soloist on Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
But...
So Queendom had those older generation artists, like, not competing, because, well, it wasn't really a competition,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
Just, like, performing with a lot, I mean, beside younger artists as well.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's not... Like, they did it with Queendom, so it's not that strange, right?
It's not like Produce 101, where, like, Newest came, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Because that was weird, because there's just, like, trainees, and then...
And then these established artists. Yeah.
It's not really like that, but...
I mean, yeah, if you look at it, okay, it's not a competition, it's just them performing, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's cool, and it is a very cool showcase of, okay, these really experienced artists, their style, you know, what they can do with a performance, versus these newer artists who... have actually been promoting, and you know, the industry's kind of changed a little bit, like,
yeah,
from what the older artists have been were promoting versus what's being promoted now. I would say there are differences, so I don't know, it's gonna be really interesting to see what they do, I guess. But
I was listening to B2B today, and I'm like, oh my god, this is like a different time.
Yeah, it's completely different.
I'm like,
and
this is gonna be interesting.
I've seen this pointed out, but when you think about vocals, like,
yeah, they're gonna kill everyone.
Yeah, yeah, like B2B is so strong in a vocal sense. It's like, and none of the other groups really have that reputation. So I think
Icon is gonna also kill everyone.
Yeah, with like they're such a performance based group, and like with their rap. Or I guess they don't have BI anymore, but...
but they have Bobby.
They have Bobby, yeah.
That's enough.
Oh my god, like... I don't know. I'm just trying to imagine what it's going to be like, and I don't really know. But I think, in, like, putting an optimistic spin on it, I think it's really cool for the younger groups to be with these older groups, because they... I don't know, they can gain a lot of experience and learn a lot from them.
Yeah.
And it can humble them a little bit.
Friends, hopefully.
Yeah, yeah. I would hope that it would be very friendly between all of them, but you never know, it's a lot of people. A lot of people.
Also, just the fans. I think the fans are the scary
part. Oh yeah, by far the worst part's gonna be the fans, which is why I'm not going to look at anything. I'm not going to. It's gonna be hard though.
It's gonna be everywhere.
Oh my gosh, and I wonder if this is it, or if they're gonna have more groups, but...
I don't know. But... Oh yeah, SF9, I'm very excited for them too.
Yeah, I never really got into them a lot. I looked around and, like, watched some of their stuff before, and there are some of their songs which I really like, but, like, I don't think I even know all the members' names or anything.
So. I think Carmen's getting into SF9 recently, so I'm like...
Okay, perfect timing.
I know.
I know, before this starts, I'm gonna, like... I know I'm gonna watch with Benji and maybe Adam for when Kingdom starts airing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm gonna, like, go through some comeback songs, you know, just kind of, like, learn who people are. Because one thing that I really didn't like about Road to Kingdom was... I don't know if it was just because there were so many members in general, or, like... The focus of the show wasn't really to learn who they are, I guess. But it just, like, it would focus on, like, one or two people from each group, and then it wouldn't even introduce or anything for anyone else. So, like, you know the group as a name, and then you see them in the performance, but, like, the cameras would very clearly have a bias towards showing certain people, and then, like, having certain people talk, and then the rest of the group is completely unknown.
What
so it's like, if you don't have previous knowledge about who is who, then it's going to be like, okay, I don't know who that person is. And like,
man,
like, I remember the show was almost ready. I mean, sorry, the show was almost done. And this one person was shown on camera. And I'm like, who is that? Like, where has he been the entire show? Did he just pop out of nowhere? So like, I understand that it's a lot of people, but I do wish that they like introduced the members a little more.
Yeah,
so
hopefully
beforehand,
in the beginning episodes, hopefully.
I don't know. They didn't
do
it for Road to
Kingdom.
Yeah,
who knows?
So.
I can't trust them. That.
Yeah, so I'm gonna have to learn SF9 and. Well, I guess I know everyone else, but yeah, I'll have to learn SF9. So I'm looking forward to that.
I know, every time we talk about it, I'm like, I'm not excited. But then we talk about it, I'm like,
I'm excited. I just feel
excited.
Bad about it.
Yeah.
I really feel bad about it, but that's not stopping my excitement. I'm sorry. Before, though, when I was just thinking about Stray Kids, ATEEZ, and The Boys,
mm-hmm.
when I first was considering it, I was like, okay, ATEEZ is going to win. Because.
Oh, really?
Because they're, like, I don't really remember my reasoning. I was just thinking, like, they're not really the underdog, but
mm-hmm.
I just feel like in that position, the public would lean towards them. And I know they're very capable as a group.
Mm-hmm.
But then that was before I'd watched Road to Kingdom. And then after I watched Road to Kingdom, I'm like, I think the boys really, really impressed me with what they did, which I know is true for a lot of people. And I know they're very popular in Korea, so I'm like, I think the boys could snatch another win here. And I don't know why it wasn't, like, I know Stray Kids are amazing. I don't have any doubts about that or anything, but I don't know. For some reason I was like, ATEEZ was gonna win and then the boys are gonna win. But now that there are these potential six groups, I have no idea. It's gonna
be interesting.
I
feel like Icon's gonna win. That's just my feeling.
They could. I don't know.
I know, who knows?
It just depends on, like, what they do. I don't know. It's really hard.
Yeah. Because I think Mamamoo won Queendom.
They
I
did?
Believe. I think it was either Mamamoo or G-Idol. I don't remember.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
So, I have no idea.
What in the world? I don't know why I didn't know that. I thought it was, like, I don't know. I thought it was this other girl group, but anyways. but yeah, so those are my current thoughts on Kingdom. Excited, but sad about it. I don't know.
Yeah, we'll see. Doesn't it air in April or something?
Yeah, April 1st is what I read.
We have time to worry about this.
Yeah, a whole month. Wait, February, March. Oh, 2 whole months.
Oh, okay.
Until it happens. But, so since it's pre-recorded, right?
Yes. I think so. Probably.
Okay. I think we talked about this before. I'm always confused, like, when things are pre-recorded,
mm-hmm.
does the news get leaked? Because, like, if things have already happened, does, like, the winner, you know, get leaked and stuff like that? But I don't know how they're doing this.
I don't know, because, like, is there gonna be voting? I don't know how it works.
Yeah, I don't know.
But I just know they're preparing.
Yeah.
That's all I know.
Yep, I've seen posts about it from Stray Kids, and also because I'm following the boys now, so I see them talking about it as well. I'm like, oh my god. Because, like, they were so insane on Road to Kingdom. I'm like, I don't even know what they're going to do this time. But
they're going to be, like, flying through the stage. I wouldn't be surprised,
like, bring an airplane and, like,
they have, like, a harness. You're like,
I know they've already done crazy stunts, so I mean, I think that is why they won Road to Kingdom, because they were the most ambitious with their stunt work, which is, like, first of all, really dangerous. So not everyone can do it, and they have so many members. They can have, like, two members flying through the air, and then everyone else is dancing on the ground. It's like, oh my god, like, you can cover everything all at the same time with 11 members. So they kind of have an advantage of that in that sense. Oh my god. Okay, well, some other stuff we wanted to talk about. The fan meeting coming up, which actually, I think that's open for tickets. The tickets are open right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because it was February 1st, and it's already February 1st in most of the world. we're lagging behind a little bit. We got one more hour.
As always.
But yeah, so I know you and I are going to...
yep.
You know, split a ticket.
Wink, wink, yes.
Yeah, I, for anyone who's excited about that, I don't really know what to expect.
God, poor Stray Kids, let them rest, please. I don't need another fan meeting, but I'll attend, but...
But is it, like, what? I don't know what it is.
I know, is it gonna be, like, the, the first, like, concert, quote-unquote, that we went to, you know?
Like, the unveil?
Oh, the showcase, yeah.
Oh, showcase? Showcase.
Hmm. I don't know. I don't know anything about fan meetings.
Because it's not a fan sign.
Yeah. It's a fan meet. I think they just do, like, games and stuff.
And we just watch them?
I guess. I don't know. Someone tell me what a fan meeting is.
Oh my gosh. Well, I mean, I don't know. All I know is we're going to get a ticket, and it's at 10 p.m. for us on a Friday, I think. I think it's like really good timing for us. I'll just get home from work, put on my pajamas, and watch it.
I know, the concept seemed very interesting. They're like sitting at a table.
Oh, yeah, right? The detectives.
Yeah. Like, what does this mean?
I just have, like, I don't know why, but I don't like, this sounds so, like, sensitive, but I don't like gun imagery at all.
Oh.
It just really, it's really off-putting to me.
Uh-huh.
Not in a really bad way, but just, like, I don't like it. You know, like, when guys will, like, post with guns, and it's like, ooh.
Oh, yeah,
but for me, I'm like, no, I don't have that reaction. So I don't like pictures where they're pointing a gun at you.
Uh-huh.
It just, I don't know why this is, like, such a weird detail, but it, I don't like it at all. So, like, Bong Chan had the gun and was, like, pointing it. I'm like, no.
Oh, really?
Please stop.
I didn't even notice.
Like, I know it's just me. I it's not like, oh, they shouldn't do that. I just don't like it, but...
I think I'm so, like, numb to it. I'm like, I don't even see it.
I just, like, and then when people do concepts with guns in them, I'm like, no.
Oh, true. True.
Anyways, that's just me. I know it's just me. But yeah, we'll see what that's all about. When is that, actually? I forgot.
Time is an enigma. I don't even know what
tomorrow
is. Sometime
in the future.
Yeah.
After your midterms, that's all you want to
know.
Yeah. Okay. And then some other Stray Kids stuff coming up. The new Skiz Code show, which we got
that
a teaser for.
That seems fun, because they're playing in the
they're
snow.
They're playing in the snow.
And I love snow. Sometimes when you're playing it, but not shoveling it.
Yeah, we were just talking about this. Actually, that teaser came out on the first day of the big storm.
Oh, really?
So, like, I woke up and it was snowing outside, and then I watched the video and they're playing in the snow. I'm like, ah! I wonder how often they get to... Oh, they have a snowy climate there, right? Yeah.
Yeah. It's not, like, your snow.
No.
But...
not the 5 feet of snow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be cute. It looks pretty cute. I liked the format of the teaser where at first it's like all serene and like in the snow, and then it's just chaos. Like normal Stray Kids content. You're so funny. I just like, I like the when they give teasers about stuff and then you're like, like what's going on here?
I know. It's just so much happening.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and it just ends.
Yeah. Like what led to this? But I'm excited for another, like, that type of content. It's always really funny.
Like, when did they film this? I'm like, when is this timeline? I don't
know. Also, I'm kind of bad with content like that. Stuff that's released every week for a while. Because some weeks I'm just busy and then I fall behind. And then it's like, I forget to watch it, you know? So, like,
yeah,
I think
true.
There are some episodes of, like, shows like that they've done in the past where I just have never seen. Just because I don't have time to catch up sometimes, and then I just kind of let it fall behind. But
yeah.
I hope I'm able to watch all of these, because it seems really fun. Okay. What else did you want to talk about, Hannah?
Maybe Bubble?
Oh, yeah, we can talk about Bubble.
The Twitter, like, Bubble has kind of, like, moved to another website because, like, they're not allowed to post on Twitter anymore, really. But,
wait, what?
So I just,
what do you mean?
Like, so you know the Stray Kids, like, Bubble account we follow? I don't know, they were getting,
like the
reported.
Bubble update?
Yeah. They were getting reported, so they, like, moved to another app.
Oh.
I don't know, it's very confusing.
What?
So I was, like, lost for a little bit.
So
but,
you mean the update accounts are
like,
had to move?
Yes, because like they couldn't post like pictures or audio anymore.
Interesting. Okay.
So
because it was getting taken down.
Yeah, I was kind of behind, but I caught up. But I think like the Hyunjin started, like, posting artwork.
Yeah, I don't know if you've seen I have. Oh, yeah, you did? I saw okay. So, yeah, I was really impressed.
And then there was, like, drama with that, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. What are your thoughts about that?
Just annoying. Like, I don't know. He posted that one on Instagram.
Uh-huh.
But then, like, he deleted it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just woke up and I just saw everything on my dash. And I was like, what is going on?
Yeah.
So, I guess, like, Stays told him to delete it or something.
Yeah. So, I saw the photo here. Or, I mean, the photo of the picture he had drawn. Yeah, they posted. Yeah. And so, at first, I was seeing people say that it was because of the blood in mm-hmm. the drawing. And, but then I was, like, reading more about it. I'm like, oh, it's because, like... Was it really because people were telling him it was bad or what? Like,
I don't know. I really, that's like the whole thing I saw about it. I'm like, what the heck?
It's so just like, why? Why would, like, you say that to someone?
I don't know if it's like Stays or like Aunties. I don't know, like, who's saying it.
It's hard when you're not, yeah, it's hard when you're not looking at it yourself. You're just hearing secondhand because things can get twisted around real fast.
Yeah. But,
I mean, I know people love, like, Stray Kids Aunties are so... They try really hard to do everything they can.
They keep up more than me. Guys, can you fill me in on stuff?
They're like, oh my god, Hyunjin posted something. Meanwhile, I haven't even seen it yet.
Like, I'm literally just waking up.
I mean, of course, to me, it's just logic that if someone's learning how to do something and they share it with you, never, ever, ever would I say anything bad about it. That's not your place at all. Like, they're trying to do something. They did it. Like, it literally doesn't matter whether you think it looks good or not. It's still cool. I don't know. That's like... I was reading about it. I'm like, oh my god.
There's, like, nothing I can say. Like, I'm just like, what?
It's really sad if he took it down because...
If it was Stays, saw... oh my gosh. That's
well, I mean, regardless, like, how is he supposed to know the difference? It's just true. People. It's just people on the internet telling him, like, oh, I don't like your drawing or whatever, and I don't know. I hope he takes that and is like, well, I'm gonna become an even better artist, you know? Like,
I know.
I hope he doesn't stop because of it. That would be terrible. It seems like he's having fun.
I know. I saw his, like, first drawing. I'm like, oh my god, he just started drawing?
Yeah. I know. I remember I was like, oh, Hyunjin started... I saw people being like, oh, Hyunjin started drawing. So I went and, like, looked for the picture of it. And I was like, what?
Like, gosh, is there anything he can't do? It's like, ugh, please, can I have some talent? Please.
He's so artistically talented. And, I don't know, it's so fun with something like drawing because... You can only get better. Like, you go try more and more things. Your style changes. You gain inspiration from something else. Your style changes again. And you just keep drawing and drawing. And, like, I don't know. I think that's such a wonderful hobby. Of course, because I love drawing. So, like, for me, it's like, yeah. But I just hope he's having a lot of fun with it because it is really fun. I mean, it can be very frustrating. And getting feedback for sure can be, like, a bad experience. You know, when some people have critique things that they're not, don't have any right to critique.
I know. People, like, could critique my, like, gifts, too. And I'm like, you can critique I can't speak, guys. It's just like, why do you, if you don't have anything nice to say, like, don't say it at all, you know?
Oh, yeah. And also, just, like, I don't know. I mean, I guess Hyunjin posting it is kind of, like, it's opening it up for anyone to say anything, of course. Like, that's just how the internet works. You can't control what people are saying.
Yeah.
But it's just, I don't know, the fact that people felt like they could say that about his art is just so dumb. But we all know there are people like that out there, so
yeah.
And I'm sure he knew that as well, so I don't know. I just hope he keeps drawing and has fun with it. But yeah. Anyway, was there anything else, like, was there anything significant on Bubble that happened, or that anyone said?
I think, like, Felix took Chan's phone, and he, like, uploaded an audio recording or something. Everyone thought it was funny.
That's cute.
Oh, yeah, and he started, like, practicing makeup, which is
Oh yeah, I actually saw that too.
interesting. I was like, whoa, that's
He's
cool.
so cute. Actually, I listened to the audio of him talking about it.
Oh,
I did,
really?
yeah, I was listening to it the other morning. Or whenever, I don't know, maybe it was this morning. But oh, he's so cute. That's a fun hobby too, I guess. I've never been into it, but I can understand. I mean, it's just another form of art.
Yeah, everyone's being an artist right now. I need
Yeah.
to start doing something.
You make gifts, Hannah. That's artistic.
Not enough. I need to try something else. I'm stuck in my ways.
Yeah, that's cool that they're picking up new hobbies. I
Yeah,
wonder if they have more
maybe more
time.
free. Yeah, that's what I
Yeah.
was gonna say.
I don't know. Either way, I think it's really important for them, especially to have stuff like that to do in their free time. I saw, wasn't one of them making bracelets?
Oh yeah, it was
It was
Hyunjin.
Hyunjin, right? So Kevin from The Boys makes bracelets, and well, he's a very artistic person in general, like very, very artistic. But I was like, he did a live where he was making bracelets and stuff, and he was talking about how it calms him down, and it's just like kind of a, just like a hobby, a free time activity that just you just focus on it. You're like working with your hands, and it like kind of lets all your stress drain away. And then after that, there was the whole thing about Hyunjin making bracelets. I'm like, that seems like a really good hobby for them, They can sit down, but they're still doing something, with their hands. And then, I don't know, they can just think about things and like make a cute little bracelet. It almost made me want to go buy beads so I could make one. It seems like a really fun thing to do.
Man, I used to do so many arts and crafts when I was younger.
You know those like friendship bracelet kits?
Yeah, I did those.
Yeah, where they show you the different designs and you can like weave them together. Those were so fun. Yeah, I went through
Man.
like a what's that thing called where you have like a grid and then you have little strings of different colors and then you have this little pick thing that you use to put the thread into the grid and it makes a picture. Do you know what I'm talking
Interesting.
about?
Yes.
Oh my
I
god,
never did it,
I
but I
had one of those.
remember
It took
those.
me like 10 years to finish.
Really?
Just 'cause like I'd do a little bit and then I'd get bored on a spot where it was just one color. Like a bunch there was a bunch of blue somewhere on this picture and I'd just be doing a bunch of blue and I'm like, "Ugh, this is boring." So I'd put it away for like 2 years and then I'd pull it out again. I'm like, "Oh, I want to finish this." And then I'd do a little bit more
Oh
and then put
my God.
it away. So maybe not the best hobby for me like in general, but it was still fun while I was doing it. Like I enjoyed the motion of just, putting the little threads through. So I do like stuff like that. It's just hard for me to concentrate for a while. Yeah. What else do we have on our little list here? Did you want to talk about Felix's ASMR video you
Oh
said you watched?
yeah. I love Felix, please keep doing these
You like
ASMRs.
it?
I love them so much. I rewatch them over and over. I don't know why. They're just so nice. This one he was like, I remember, I think I was like doing homework or something, so I had it on in the background, but he like lit a candle and it was so nice. It was like you could hear the fire in your ears. It
Oh, I
was
love that
so
sound. I
cool. I know,
love
so cool.
it.
And then he was like writing like notes to all the members. It was
Aww.
so sweet.
God,
Like,
just
oh.
more like even beyond the ASMR aspect, just the energy of those videos is so pre like
It's
it's
the
so
best
kind.
thing that's ever
Yeah.
happened to
Oh my God. He really is creating a space with those, like a I don't know, just a very kind, safe, quiet, calm,
Literally, I
like
need
all
that. I
these good
literally
feelings.
need it. I'm like, thank you so much.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
I'll have to watch that one. That sounds really sweet.
I like, it didn't have subs when I watched it, so I need to rewatch it,
Yeah.
but from what I can tell, it was very sweet.
Aww. He makes me want to cry. He's so adorable.
Felix, please have a Stray Kids record soon.
I know. Oh my God, I saw your post. Was so funny. I was dying. What was it, Beethoven?
Oh, it was Mozart.
Oh, Mozart. Like, new Mozart music before Felix's Kiss record. Oh my god. It was so funny. This guy came into work today, and he was super tall, and his voice was, like, the deepest thing I've ever heard. And he
really?
Just reminded me of Felix, just because of the deep voice. I was like,
Felix, is that you?
Like, whose voice is deeper, Felix or this guy?
Just be like, hold on a minute, sir, let me get my phone out. Now speak.
I used to have, I used to know someone named Felix, and so I had his number in my phone.
Oh,
and
interesting.
A while ago, I was going through my contacts and just, like, deleting people that I don't talk to anymore. And I came across the Felix number, and just for, like, half a second, I just had this, like, panic of, like, what? Because I just had, like, forgotten about him. I'm like, why do I have Felix in my contacts? Just, like, you know, that little K-pop brain rot. I'm like, Felix. And then half a second, and then it came to my senses. I'm like, no.
Imagine if you, like, texted that number, Felix, is that you?
Like, yeah.
Like, it's Sierra. Oh, yeah, it's Felix. Oh, my God, Felix.
The whole time I'm pretending like he's Felix. He's like, yeah, I'm Felix. I'm like, oh, my God.
Oh, my God, Felix. Like, Sierra, are you okay?
So dumb. Oh my god. Well, I deleted his number, so.
Oh my gosh, I think I have someone named Chris in my contact. Oh god, I need to delete that.
That'd be so scary if you woke up one morning and you had contacts for all of them.
That would be terrifying. I'd be like, what the heck? This is like all wrong numbers. I just deleted it all.
Like, who's this? I think I'd be too scared. Like, hypothetically, if that happened, I think I'd be too scared to do anything. I wouldn't call it. I'd just be like, oh, this is weird.
I feel like, this is not right.
Oh,
man.
So other stuff we have to talk about. Well, speaking of Felix and then his makeup thing, and now they're makeup ambassadors, right?
Oh, yeah. For Cleo.
Yeah. That's
kind of cool.
Yeah.
Because I think Crystal, I don't think she was the last one to endorse them, but she's the one I remember who endorsed Cleo.
Okay.
So, I don't know. I think they released, like, photo cards with their endorsement, but for any collectors out there.
Yeah. I mean, like I kind of previously stated, I'm not really into makeup, so I won't be buying any products, but that's really cool for them.
Yeah. It's interesting.
Yeah.
Probably do, like, promotional videos and stuff.
Yeah. Which will be nice to give.
I know.
Yeah. Okay, anything else you wanted to talk about?
I don't know. What time are we at?
We're at 53 minutes.
Oh, nice.
So good. Before we ended, I did also want to talk about the whole V-Live thing.
Oh,
just
because
I've seen everyone, like, kind of freaking out about it, or just with the initial news of, like, what, like, V-Live's not gonna exist anymore type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what is going on? So I kind of went and looked it up, but did you read anything about that?
I just saw that, like, Weverse
mm-hmm.
is gonna be merged with V-Live.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yes. Okay. Which I don't know what Weverse is.
Weverse is the platform that Big Hit made.
Yeah. Right. And okay. It's just, like, a way for them to interact with the fans, right?
Uh-huh.
But it's just for them, for Big Hit artists, right?
Yes. Also okay. 17, but that's
right.
Big Hit.
Because it's Big Hit, yeah. Okay. So, I was reading an article about it, and there was this one quote that just, like, kind of scared me. I took a screenshot, so I actually missed who's actually saying this, so I'm mm-hmm. sorry I can't tell anyone. But the quote itself is saying, "We will work to make the fandom culture that stemmed from Big Hit and K-pop go beyond Asia and North America and become the mainstream entertainment culture in Europe, South America, and all around the world." And that just scared me because it's like the fandom culture from
what?
Big Hit artists is like
it's
notorious for not being good. It's notorious for being really toxic.
Oh gosh.
And like, why do you want to spread that all around the world and make the entire entertainment industry like that?
It's already like that.
I know, I'm like, K-pop fandom is already bad enough.
Do we
Like,
need more?
you don't need to spread that around anywhere. Don't. All that culture needs to die here. Like, that doesn't
Yeah.
need to spread around anywhere.
Keep it in Weavers,
Yeah,
please.
so I'm like, well, I don't know if your like ambitions are very good here, but we'll see what happens with that.
Know Big Hit is doing making some moves. They're
Yeah.
like they bought I think they bought YGK Plus or something, or they
Oh
bought
my
stocks in
God.
it. They're just like taking everything right now,
We'll
which
see. We'll see
is
what happens.
interesting. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Guess we have to move on to Weverse. I don't like, do you have to pay for this? I have no
I don't know.
idea.
I don't think there's enough information out because I saw a lot
Yeah.
of misinformation being passed around. Like everyone's like, "Oh, V Live's like all the V Lives are gonna be deleted." I'm like, "What? Where does it
What?
say that?" So like, I hope and don't think that type of thing's
Yeah, I
gonna
don't think
happen. Like,
so.
imagine all that content just being gone.
Poof.
That would be a lot. Like, I don't know what would push them to make that type of decision, so I hope not, but
Yeah, they'll probably just move everything.
yeah. And like, what if people have to pay to use it? Like, I don't know. I don't know how it's gonna work, but we'll see.
Yeah.
'Cause you know, like some artists use V Live a lot, and
Yeah, it's
it's a
true.
huge part of how they interact with their fans. So we'll
I
see what
guess the
happens.
only app now is Lysen, LYSN. That's SM's app.
Oh.
That's it like runs Bubble, I guess.
Oh
So,
yeah.
I guess that's the only one left.
Huh.
That's not Big Hit.
Real oh, that's so
I
weird.
know.
And when I was reading about this, it did say, you know, these changes are gonna take up to a year to happen. So it's not like all of a
Oh,
sudden
okay.
we're gonna wake up and everything's gone,
I
like our
wake up and
chain.
there's nothing else on my phone except
It's
Weverse.
just Weavers. Like you click all your apps to just lead to Weavers. That'd be so scary.
That'd be so scary.
Like go on Google, it's like no,
No,
Weavers.
we do you want to log in?
God. Well, the other app that I'm really confused about that I didn't look up at all, even though I should have, was what's the universe thing?
Universe?
Have you,
I don't think I've ever heard of that.
So, dang, I'm sorry, I didn't read about it, so I can't like speak a lot on it, but I was hoping you knew. I'm sorry, Anna, you're like my
It's
information
okay, it's
source.
okay.
But I think it's like you universe. I think you can like make the members do things in a virtual sense and like talk to them, but it's not like Bubble where it's actually them. It's all like
Interesting.
virtual, but like they have their little virtual versions that you can make do things.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and so the only content I've seen from it was like it was the boys, but all their I'm sorry. It's so dumb. Like all I'm not gonna be able to say
Okay, guys,
I'm just gonna keep
next
laughing.
episode, we're gonna talk about Universe.
It was the boys with all their
Oh, I'm looking on the App Store right now. Interesting.
All their hair was taken off, and like they weren't wearing anything, and they were dancing, and but it was like just a little virtual avatar, like it wasn't them. It was really strange, and I was like really skeptical as like what this app is supposed to do. But
Oh my
anyways,
gosh, I've never heard of this before.
it just came out, I think. I don't know what determines which groups are on it or not. Like, I didn't read anything about it because I was like, what is this? And then I just never looked it up. But yeah, maybe we'll learn something and then talk about it next time. I know
Yeah,
Stray Kids aren't on it, though,
they're
yet.
coming for aespa's like brand.
Yeah. Yeah. It seems kind of freaky, though. Like, I don't know. I mean, it's not them, it's just a virtual thing, but I don't know. Like, you can text them or something. I don't know. I don't know exactly what it is. But I was laughing so hard.
Oh my god, Stray Kids are on this. We're gonna talk about it more.
Yeah, we'll talk about it if Stray Kids somehow come onto the Universe app. Oh my god. Okay. Yeah, we're at an hour now, so we should probably say goodbye. Anything else, Hannah? Any other topics you wanted to cover?
I think that's it.
Okay. Yeah, this is kind of a random episode.
This is like a mess. I'm so sorry. I don't know where we went in this episode.
It's just because we haven't talked in a long time, so we're just like kind of spilling out everything. But yeah, we'll see what Stray Kids have in store for us this week. And like we said, hopefully next week we'll have another guest. Yay! So we do have people that have applied. I don't want to say applied, just like kind of shown interest in being a guest. So we will be contacting someone and figuring out what would be a good time for everyone's schedules. And so hopefully you can look forward to that. Again, the link to the little form will be in the description. And thank you to everyone who's been listening. It's been really cool. Oh, yeah, and the StrayCast is on Apple Music now as well.
Oh, yeah, Apple Podcasts.
Yes. Apple Podcasts.
Uploaded there.
Yeah, so you can listen on Spotify. We upload all the episodes to YouTube. You can listen on Anchor itself, and then now you can go to Apple Podcasts. And then I think there are a few other outlets that you can listen to it from. So, yeah, you can look around and find us. But yeah. I hope you enjoyed something from this episode. And yeah, thank you again. We'll see you. We won't see you, but Hannah, I'll talk to you again next week. You'll hear us again next week. Okay, thank you. Bye.
Bye.